Really well. Are they
What number are we up to? I got a new. Okay, when we finish this, we're going to start a new topic. Oh, okay. We're in the middle of Kuf Yud Ches. Amram Kantz Yucham at Lahagdama Achas, the Hishalumi Pinishi and Nivra Echon Chosar Ashlem was Numa Shundava Ram Mamish. So till now he was saying that Toiv is Shlemus, Ra is Chisaron, right? Memel Toiv is Nitzchi, Ra is not. Toiv is Neshama, Ra is Guf, all these things. He says, don't think that the opposite, something which is not Shalim is automatically Ra. It could be that it's not Ra, it's just not the epitome of Toiv either. It's just, Halotiri, Hamalachim Gamim Chaserim. Even a malach, which is considered toiv, is chaser. Ki enam taklas hashlemus. They don't have the taklas hashlemus. Ki ein taklas hashlemus. Elo l'odin baruch hu. Ubeinayim gam kein kama malos umadrigas yesh. Shamadriga hashnia chusa min arishayma. V'chaser even, and every darg of malach is one more shlemus than the next. V'avo pikein enam b'chisaron kolkach gadol shiyulid bohem mashu ra mamish. So they're not boy olam, they're not perfect malachim, but they're not ra either. So now you see that toiv. Sometimes you have something which is toiv but not perfect. Ah, bnei ha'adam. Their chisaron tak gives them a davar ra. The chisaron of human beings does end up being a little bit of ra because it has in it the yetzer ra. And then there's things which don't even have any toiv, just pure ra, which is the koyches of ra, the sitra achar, etc. The heim ahepech mamish l'toiv u'l'shlemus, oisem shem ha'elyon baruch hu mis'alem mehem ha'elam gomor. Ketam in a kodesh baruch miyachet shmoy ala ra. Va'omnam shal shalas ha'chisroinus hu shemoytzi ha'ra. Ki bishtal shal ha'inyan hazeh v'noysav chisoran al chisoran. So he's living yulim mashu ra mamish. When you couldn't shechid the shalom baruch mitzias ha'anaga shechid the shatzorach and mitzoyim lahaya inyan l'shum chisoran klal uki shechid the mitzias ha'azeh nimtza shal nishadish mitzias seder acher shebishtal shaloy yulim ra. Once Hashem made a system that the Ashpa could be limited, you could clamp. Like that was our marshal. Hashem puts clamps on the Ashpa. You could end up with Ra. You could end up with Ra Mamish. It doesn't mean it is Ra Mamish, but you could definitely end up with Ra Mamish. Okay? However, everything's about Drago. And that's everything's about Drago. Okay, basically, the bottom line is, if you go back to the Irka Shaila, the Shaila is that Hashem is Toiv. And therefore, since Hashem is Toiv, really everything which Hashem creates is Toiv. So how could there be Ra in the world? So he said, Ra is not created. Ra is where Hashem doesn't give Hashpa. So you have the opposite Kasha. If Hashem doesn't give Hashpa, it can't exist. This whole chiddush, this whole mahalach, that Hashem creates Hashpa of Toiv and then clamps it, that it's not coming out full. And the idea of the bittul of the Ra is when we release the clamps so that the Hashpa can become more and more perfect and more Toiv. Once the Hashpa comes out, b'chulei Toiv, it's Nitzri. And that's the Hashpa that will exist in the Olam HaEmes, in the Olam HaNitzri. That Hashpa is going to create Metziasin, which are Nitzchi. That's essentially the Mahalach over here. I mean, the paragraph that starts, V'nimtza. Page Tzadites. V'nimtza. It's towards the end of 118, the number 118. V'nimtza should be Yosei Hu Yisbarach Toifais B'shtei Hamidois Ka'achas. Turns out that Hashem is using simultaneously two opposite hanhagos or midos. V'hester panim v'ha'aras panim. Right? Hester panim and ha'aras panim. Yolidu mizeh aneshama. Why? Shadivrei haguf, you p'chusim mishal neshama. Guf is not nitzri. Guf withers away. Unless you perfect the guf, then it should become totally subordinate to the neshama. V'yu b'ych yisroinu she'en b'neshama. Al'chlomi b'nei zeh yeboira. Amnum b'rtzoysu yisbarach l'chadish m'tzius hara shu ahepach l'shlemus v'sh b'yarnu hinei oz hisker ponav ha'hester ha'yoyser godol she'efshar l'achshoyt. Hashem made such a large Hester. Atshebiyosi rak master part of loy meir oisam klal. Yevolid mize havayas hafseid the mamish jodamashchisim lechavo. Okay. Nimtza klal hara. Asher hu yisbarach heishev ocher yeminoi mehanhagas ulamoi. Vinahageyu bechvedus. Toikev choishech sisrei. Kadosh Baruch Hu to make ra was soiser the way he created the world. The sum bateva halas kol hefseidei hatoiv, Elohim kol midas bezdin lavi b'mishmat kol nelam v'rishoyim, and everything will end up being judged. V'amrim zamo yishal kadosh baruch hu rega, v'chema ein loy elu b'chdei she'yasru nechashim asrafam mekudashim u'mizomim gehenna. Oh, I don't know what he's saying here exactly.
Resurgence are the agents of purifying process. They themselves are forces that
Because everything which is ra is going to end up being in this battle and bringing out a toiv from it. So the koichos of ra that Hashem made in the Bria were for a reason, were for to be his shlichim against Rishoyim or something of that nature. Okay.
place.
What?
No, it's just that these snakes, they suck up the tumor, the ra from the Russia. Something that can't mean
How
death.
goes it to Russia could they reshuss him in the
It's hard.
Yeah.
That's how they make in tar.
Ba'achar shov v'shom v'som panu k'yohol l'tzos ha'ishim sh'yimtzu v'yishavu lo sh'yizbatlu avu b'shalulam yiyu l'bitul ochas tzadik darko l'tikune v'lo l'avasi v'shov v'heir panu al ha'olam ha'oimed libare. And he then ended up making a ha'ara on the world so that there could be a balance. Okay? He ends up in Kuf Chaf summarizing this. Because in Kuf Yates, he says, "Tikabetz number kitzus asher harachta." You summarize what you just said. We need the summarized version. So seems like we're in good company because he doesn't understand what he's saying yet. So Amar Asecha, let's sum it up in 120. Zaklal b'rtzoyis ha'odin baruch hu l'chadish mitzius ha'teva ha'klali b'toiv v'ra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create a world that has a balance of toiv and ra. Shiu ishav morkoven mishneihem. That people are created with both sides. Hishpia mimenu yizbarach hashpa moylida mitzius hatoiv asher b'teva. Hashem made a hashpa which gives toiv. V'nechkak b'teva hatoiv ahu. And it's pure toiv. V'chazar v'heder shleimus hashpa ahi. And then he was heder. He held back the shlemus of that hashpah, behesteroi es pnei tuvai hester gomor, benechkeku b'teva kol hafseidim. Achakach, shov yishpia b'haras panav, lahamtzi nimtzois, ishe ha'teva murkoven mitoi v'ra, b'arkova achas, shenimtzoim b'tchuno shehim ato. Havayim achalulu mitpasit she'enam nitzchim. And then he created I mean, basically, what it sounds like is this point. He made a hashpah that is, has bittul to it. He made a hashpah that has nitzchias to it. And eventually, all the ra is going to dissipate when HaKadosh Baruch Hu unleashes the full hashpah of Toiv. Okay? This whole chapter was called Tchias HaMeisim and bittul of the ra. We're starting a new section in the English one. It's a new section now.
Evil with the
You know,
interconnected. Yeah.
Mitzchias Adam Vavidasa, Kof Chavdal. Let me see. You see?
Oh, there's a.
Yeah. Maybe, okay, he calls it something else. Okay. So we're starting this new section, hopefully. Tomorrow. Goodness. Hopefully it'll be a little more clear with the very hard pieces. This whole section is very difficult. So we need to show a little more clarity as we continue.
Sure.